It's Helping Hand. Try to put the spotlight with Helping Hand on an organization or event in the community that offers assistance to the disabled and other folks who are in need. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are learning about emergency preparedness relating to folks with disabilities. Planner, ADA Coordinator Debbie Jackson with DCAB, the Disability and Communication Access Board. Welcome back to HPR.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the invitation.
Explain what DCAB is.
I hate to use this word, but we're a public systems advocate for people with disabilities, so that means we don't take direct client services. So we don't have a caseload. Anybody from the public can call in, ask a question. We get a lot of calls from people, especially about service animals. Questions about people going into a building saying it has stairs in front of it. People call just to see if they can offer a service to people with disabilities, saying that I'd like to volunteer to work with people with disabilities.
You get calls from good-hearted folks who just want to do good too when they hear about DCAB.
Right.
Let's talk about emergency preparedness for the disabled.
I got a group from the state, the county, the private sector, businesses, disability agencies, and people with disabilities also were involved in the group.
And disability is such a general word. It really affects so many different people in different ways. The needs of someone who does not have sight versus someone who is in a wheelchair.
Right. And we do have a good transportation system with the bus here. But one of the things I learned was that during an emergency, if you wave a bus down, the bus will stop and take you to the nearest shelter. And then we also learned that people with disabilities do need lift-equipped vehicles. Most of our buses are lift-equipped, but they can only handle like 2 wheelchairs.
Right.
We learned some of the limitations in the system. Our plan is online from 2009. Some of the things we're working on then, like to identify how many beds in the state there are in adult residential care homes for people with disabilities. And now we even have them online so that the first responders will know where those beds are. One of the things I've been working on is for tourists, because we do have tourists with disabilities that come in.
Sure.
Working with Hawaii Emergency Management Agency on developing a plan on how to move people with disabilities, especially tourists, off the island if we have an emergency.
It's a lot to consider.
What we're working on, especially with the Department of Health, is adult residential care homes. For each individual, they're supposed to have an emergency plan. If the person has a disability, they need to have a plan, and the plan needs to be checked annually.
Is the shelter accessible?
Right.
Will it have what they need? If they're on dialysis, how will that be accommodated?
Right.
Certain kinds of requirements. For the blind and visually impaired, how do they get the EAS system alert?
Well, now I recently saw an EAS message go across where it did come across in the crawl first, but then it was red. There's a little bit of a time delay, but it is red now.
And in assistance for the mobility impaired.
What Honolulu Police Department did at the beginning of September was they started a new program called Smart 911, where the person can go to a website and they can register themselves, but then they're also responsible for updating their information. So at least the police department will know where they are. The county also has set up tsunami maps, and in the other counties also.
That's
and they
good.
Can even call their civil defense agency and get a copy of the map.
What you're also saying, if you want to be up to speed on being ready for a disaster and you have a disabled person or loved one, reach out to DCAB. Is that basically a good piece of advice?
Yes. And also, first and foremost, it's an individual responsibility to be prepared.
Right.
So you get your kits together. So our office does have a listing of information for what to pack in your go kit.
In terms of volunteers, other support from the public.
Our office does work with the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency, as well as the county, in doing exercises. And I work to try and get actual people with disabilities to come out to act. So the first responders will know how to interact directly with a person with a disability.
So you're looking for extras.
We are. And there is an exercise coming up in April of 2016. Call our office if you'd like to volunteer.
586-8121. Getting further into sign language and you want to go further and help people. If you want to learn how you can be of use in any kind of situation, 586-8121 to help out the disabled. DCAB@doh.hawaii.gov. health.hawaii.gov/DCAB@hawaiipublicradio.org. All of this information is there, and you can find all of our other Helping Hand guests. Debbie Jackson is Planner ADA Coordinator, DCAB, Disability and Communication Access Board. Yeah, you guys serve as the public advocate of persons with disabilities.
Yes.
By providing advice, recommendation on legislation, rules, policies, procedures, plans relating to people with disabilities, their civil rights, their service needs. If there's ever anything I can do in particular, don't even hesitate. Thank you very much for doing what you're doing.
Thank you very much for the invitation to join you today.